now it is almost 4 months since the general election, and progress in the government formation talks between Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the Green Party has been slow. We're told the pace is going to pick up this week. The parties will hold a plenary session later today where they're aiming to agree a significant number of policies and assess the areas where agreement is needed. Will they manage it? Will we ever get a government to discuss this? I'm joined now by John Downing, who's political correspondent with the Irish Independent, Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics at DCU, and our own Niamh Lyons. And thank you all for joining me here in studio this morning. John, you're writing this morning, there's been a hitch, of course there has, in these government formation talks, because Fianna Fáil welfare spokesman Willie O'Dea has said that his party has to honour its election promise to keep the pension age at 66.
He makes, Willie O'Dea, their welfare spokesman and something of an expert on the whole area of welfare, makes the point that Fianna Fáil renewed their promise to stop the age qualification extension, which was due to happen, which was to go from 66 to 67 at the end of this year. He said they made that, I think it was the 24th of April, Micheál Martin did it in a Sunday Independent interview, unequivocally, and Willie O'Dea argues that and a similar promise by the Green Party was made a couple of days later, that these post-dated the full knowledge of the full extent of the damage being done by coronavirus and the pressure on social welfare funds. And so, you know, should go ahead. He also argues that the figures that would be saved are exaggerated. And he says it's very much a Fianna Fáil issue. It may well be a Fianna Fáil versus Fine Gael issue, because the soundings from the Green Party are that of all the battles they have to fight, this isn't one they're going to lie down on the railway line for.
And on that, will Fine Gael lie down on the railway line for it? Because I know they feel quite strongly about this, don't they?
They do. And they paid a very heavy price. We had, for example, Michael Darcy, a junior minister in Wexford, saying he was specifically, believes he lost his seat because of reckless promises by Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin, remember, at the height of the election campaign, promised full pensions for everybody age 65. But he said that kind of recklessness can't be competed with in election auction politics. So they have paid a price. Will they stick? The short answer is there will be some form of fudge. There will be formulas of words which can dial things down.
A review maybe, or something along those lines.
There is always kind of going to be a review. We always have a review of reviews. We're always one review away from doing something.
All right. Niamh, I know there's also a story today about capping the profits that private developers can make on a building on public lands. That's one of the other major roadblocks that has emerged. What are the other sticking points?
Yeah, well, like with pensions, certain things have kind of developed into big ideological problems during these talks. One of them is that pensions issue, because technically when you look at the groups who were kind of for that transition, the likes of Fine Gael, they now see that as something that they at least have to stick to and get through, having made that commitment, whereas Fianna Fáil and the Green Party would say that they capitalised on a change. Similarly with housing. The Land Development Agency is one of those big sticking points in these talks, because no one really knows what its remit should be. The Greens nearly want to kind of rip it up and start again. This should be a public body that builds public housing on public land for people. They don't like the idea coming through from, say, the likes of Fine Gael, where perhaps you might sell on public land to private developers to build. So that's one area. The 7% reduction, annual reduction, the heat seems to have been taken out of that on carbon emissions. But there is a few rows still to be had on that one, because it's being kind of trickled down through a lot of different departments. So on the housing side, you'll see retrofitting policies. On the transport side, you'll see increase in cycling lanes and more being done on the public transport side. When we get to agriculture, though, that's where the real sticking point begins on that one, because obviously there's a lot more rural Sinn Féin TDs than there used to be. There's rural independents. There's a lot of rural-based independent TDs. And obviously Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are just waiting, certainly their grassroots are, to see what level of pushing the Green Party are going to do on that. But at this plenary meeting today, what will be interesting out of it, and it's happening between five members of all the different groups, they're going to kind of nail down the issues now that they have agreed. And there's not much, but at least from there, that goes into the programme for government and they move on from there. And I mean, a lot of the tic-tacking that is taking place at the moment, the way it's been working is that when something, when they run into the sand on an issue at the talks, it gets kicked back up to Leo Varadkar, Micheál Martin. And at the moment, they're actually kind of meeting under the radar at least twice a week now. So there's a lot of communication happening there. Eamon Ryan is included in that as well. So those sticking points kind of tend to be, you know, the real, the fire blanket comes out when necessary.
Okay, what do you make of it, Gary? Because maybe these talks have gone further than people might have expected. They're still talking at least. And as Niamh says, some stuff might be going into the programme for government. It looks like we're going to get a deal maybe.
It does look like it, but one could say it's about bloody time. We've gone from literally the three-legged race to the equivalent now of the 100 metres Olympic final, if it's supposed to be done by the end of this week. It seems extraordinarily woolly and there's very little coming out that is specific that we can say, yes, they have agreed on even something like direct provision, which you would think is not easily reformed, but that Fine Gael would sort of give way on that. But that hasn't happened yet. And there's a whole list of them. The deficit, the National Development Plan. I mean, if I was a Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil TD in Cork and Limerick looking at my seat, you know, you'd want the motorway, the long-cherished motorway built. That doesn't seem to be happening. That seems to be a green issue that it won't happen. So at that micro level, things remain, I think, quite difficult. The good thing is, yes, the talking is going on. Glacial has, we've moved from that to sort of lukewarm. But I mean, I was listening to Patrick O'Donovan on The Week in Politics on Sunday saying there is no rush. I mean, no rush. It's now 4 months. You know, there seems to be this lackadaisical attitude that it took 70 days in 2016 and, you know, we can take as much time as we want. And I think the country does deserve a government. All three parties actually remain, I think, should deserve significant credit still for trying to form a government in what are difficult circumstances. But the fact that we haven't got one yet, I think, still is a black mark against the political system.
Yeah, what do you make of that, John? Fine Gael, lots of talk over the last couple of weeks about how certain people in Fine Gael are not awfully impressed with this whole idea that they don't want to go into this at all. And also the Green Party, we know that they're split on it.
Yes.
I know you were definitely Deputy Government Press Secretary for the Green Party in government in a former life. So can you give us some insight into how they might be thinking around this and how they might get this past their members?
Well, it's going to be very difficult because where the other two parties have, Fine Gael have a relatively easy ratification system, or easier. Fianna Fáil, a postal ballot 50% plus one. The Green Party have to get two-thirds, and they have struggled in the past to get two-thirds. Two-thirds is a bar that sets very high. Remember, a lot of listeners will remember the GAA and changing the rule to allow soccer and rugby in Croke Park. It failed with a sizable majority, but not two-thirds. So that is the big bugbear. Then there is this sort of proxy war going on, where with a number of people who are clearly against the idea of government, asking Catherine Martin to stand in a leadership election, which has to be held latest before the 8th of August. And it's now going to be, if the timetable they have laid out is that will be completed by the 23rd of July. Catherine Martin has said, who is ironically leading the talks for the Green Party, was one of the people who wasn't in favour of going into these talks. She has said she'd think about it, but she'd want to get a move on because nominations close next Sunday.
How important is that, Gary, Catherine Martin, in the whole scheme of this?
I think it's very important. I think the odds of the Greens actually getting a deal through their membership are better for her leading the negotiations than if she wasn't. And also Nasa Hordigan, who we also know is a sceptic about government formation. The fact that both of them are actually in the talks would seem to me to be positive on the grounds that if they come out and say, we have a deal, we're happy to sign off on it.
Yeah.
And if Eamon Ryan is also happy to sign off on it, well, then what would that then say about the Green membership? And what would it say about the leadership of the Greens that they had no influence on? Now, two-thirds is a high bar, unquestionably, and you will get, I think, at least a fifth who will vote no, I think, one way or the other. So then you're looking at, can you persuade that between 20% and 33%, that 10% gap? And so it would be, I think, a failure of Green leadership if having the chief sceptic leading the negotiations, if she was to sign off and then for the membership to say no. Well, the Greens would never go into government again. And then what would be the point of voting for them? Which is a criticism, of course, I've made it to Social Democrats and Labour, but that's another story.
Niamh, what are the other ways that these talks can fail then, or the deal can fail? So the Greens obviously are a big sticking point in their membership and that vote.
And if it does fail, like, what are the pathways back? I suppose you could reasonably say that Fine Gael, having gotten the fewest seats of what are now the three big parties, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin, could reasonably step back and say, look, we tried our best, and leave it up to everybody else. Leo Varadkar himself may choose to seek a dissolution of Dáil Éireann. There's no guarantee whether that would be granted. Then the other issue, I suppose, being that even though Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have said, and they reach 72 seats together, that they want a third party, they still have the option of speaking to the independents, and particularly the regional independents who have been kind of in the talks all along. They've been exchanging papers all along, and they're going to be speaking to them after they speak with the Green Party again. So could that be a group that perhaps you would have, you know, side deals going on all the way along? I suppose the big issue here, if you look 2 years down the line, once Micheál Martin, if that's the person who's going to be taking up the rotating Taoiseach position first, and we think it is, how does Leo Varadkar guarantee that the same number of votes will be there for him 2 or 2.5 years hence? So you would obviously have some natural attrition in any government along the way. If you're tacking on the likes of a Verona Murphy or a Noel Grealish or a Michael Lowry, can you guarantee those votes down the line? So that's something that they'll have to play with. Also, the very idea that we would be rotating the Taoiseach and Taoiseach, that's going to be very difficult for the Green Party to swallow. We did hear Eamon Ryan on this very programme not really resiling from the fact that that position is something perhaps he thinks he should be aiming for, but it's hard to see those two top positions in government being separated from one another, you know, in order to keep that power balance all the way through. And a lot of people are saying that if this is going to be a five-year government, it's going to take 5 years to do anything anyway, with those big talks about how the deficit will be managed. We know we're going to try and borrow for the first 2 years of this, and Leo Varadkar and Eamon Ryan both made that very clear in the Dáil the other day. So the back end of this government is actually where a lot of the trouble begins.
Okay, you could of course have something like a 3 year review or a 2.5 year review. This is relatively common. I think it was in the Greens Fianna Fáil in 2007. So I think that would be relatively common. What would be difficult, I think, is to go for the Taoiseach to go to the park and seek some sort of dissolution of the Dáil. I think there's no guarantee the President would agree to it. He could simply say, go back and have another go. Mary Robinson back in 1994, let it be known, but I don't have an authoritative source for this, that she would have refused Albert Reynolds a dissolution of the Dáil. John will remember this, and Eve, and many of our listeners, but it didn't come to that, of course, because Democratic left, Fine Gael and Labour formed that government. So I think a government should be formed out of the election that we had in February.
Yeah. Okay, well, if a government should be formed, when might it be formed, John? Because we were told that there might be a deal reached by the end of this week. That's looking, I think, unlikely, is it?
I think a deal is more likely. I think, again, ratification of such a deal is more likely, with the big question marks over the Green Party membership, in which case you're probably looking at the latter end of this month.
OK, so you think we could be there?
We could be there, but there's many's the slip twixt cup and lip. You know?
OK, and Gary, your thoughts on longevity, given all the issues that Niamh has picked up on there?
Well, it will come under tremendously hostile attack from the opposition, from the hard left and from Sinn Féin, from the off, no matter what it does. But if it has a decent programme for government with targets and deliverables, I think it could last. And I also think it could be, I wouldn't say quite popular, but this idea that this is already doomed to be the most hated government in the world is nonsense in my view. Governments can be re-elected. They were re-elected in the past. Now we're in a different political sort of scenario these days. But I would give it a chance if it gets formed. My worry is, will it get formed at all?
Okay, and final word to you on that, Niamh. What, at this point, do you see as the biggest stumbling block to it getting formed? Is it the 7% reduction, for example, in carbon emissions?
I don't think it's that. The pensions issue really has emerged quite strongly now. But as John said earlier, I think you might fudge that. It could be something as simple, you know, as like the smaller things that crop up. You know, the Occupied Territories Bill emerged as an issue recently, which no one would have expected. I think the document itself, it'll be interesting. If people need to see nailed down targets, and by people I mean the Greens, that is going to be very difficult, because my understanding is this was initially pitched as quite a woolly document, which is difficult to see, because a government lives or dies by its programme for government. The settled policy on day one is how you run your 5 years. Now, I'm hearing that it's going to be much more set in stone than had previously thought, but not necessarily fully costed and not necessarily delivering fully on the timeline side. So that's very difficult for the likes of a Green Party, who are going to have to take the government's word that everything will be delivered upon and that the money will be there, when all of this is being done in a situation where we don't even know what the budget figures will look like, or have no notion of what the budget figures will look like coming into this October.
Okay, so lots of challenges to be overcome yet, but we might, as John Downing says, have a government by the end of the month. Thank you all for joining me. That's John Downing, Gary Murphy and Niamh Lyons.